Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. So you survived the scary and dreaded first year. So, what can you expect in your second year? More scare tactics? Stephen discusses what to expect as you reach your second year of law school.
I think the 2L experience is largely marked by, hey, I survived this scary experience, and now I've got a lot of work to do. And some of that's marked by the extent of the extracurricular activities, you know, whether you work or not. When do you get your second year summer job? That's certainly a factor. When do you do evidence? When do you do the MPRE? Those types of things. And the real extracurriculars, you know, the moot court team, the journal, the clinic, you know, so it depends on how many of those things you're doing. But no, I mean, the big thing about 2L is it's a lot of work. It depends on what activities you get into. Some people have more work to do than others, but everyone's busy during 2L. Yes, there's a lot of work to do. There really is. There's a lot of work to do. It depends on the activities you're doing, all that stuff. You will be working and busy. True. But what students have to remember is October and November, especially November, you can't be undisciplined about it. You know, that stuff that made you really successful in first year, the October and November or the March and April, you still got to do them. Now, maybe you cut out a few more corners during second year. You know, maybe instead of creating your own outlines, now you're definitely grabbing someone else's, or you're getting the Win in Time book close in time to your final or that sort of thing. But those practice exams, right? April and November, that never changes. So in other words, you can go be the biggest extracurricular girl you want to be, or be the biggest extracurricular guy you want to be, but you got to hold true to your principles and how you did well in the first place. So you may look like you never study, but you got to make sure you do the practice exams in November and that your outline is on point before you do those practice exams. Now, however you choose to get there, maybe you make your own outline, maybe you get the Win in Time book, maybe you get an outline from another student, you know, from a prior year. So maybe you're not outlining at all. Maybe you're just using an outline from someone who did really well. That's all okay. I don't care how you get it. So maybe the October part really isn't as important. Just make sure, hey, my stuff's on point. So maybe you're cutting a few corners, but you have the outline you need. But November, that practice exam stuff, you got to do all that CSI work. You got to get into your professor's head. And you can't do that unless you look at practice exams, unless you practice some. So, you know, you can dress things up as much as you want in other areas of your life. But man, November 1st comes, April 1st comes, you got to lock it down like you always did before and then play the game that you know how to play.
Thanks for tuning in to Over the Bar, where you'll find bite-sized law school survival tips. We hope that learning about what to expect in your second year of law school was helpful and that you're relieved that the scary first year is over. Second year is a lot of work, but subscribe to this podcast and check out CalWeaselBarTutorial.com to set yourself up for success.